Hey friends, I have missed each of you guys so much, and I hope you're as eager about me being back on the scene as I am to be here. This season, I'm just going with the flow of things. No themes, no plans, just venting straight from the heart and mind. Life is super different these days, and I'm sure life is changing for each of you as it is for me, but no matter where life takes us, we know that some things just remain the same. Today, we're discussing the topic of mama's boys. We're keeping it light, but I brought someone special along to help tag team this rather impromptu episode. Somehow, we just landed on the conversation, and I said, well, I guess this is the perfect time to begin sharing with my people again because I missed you guys so much. So, I hope y'all enjoy, and welcome back to the Junk Out the Trunk podcast. Warning, this podcast is not for the sensitive or for those not ready to mentally, physically, or emotionally grow. Proceed at your own judgment with caution. I am your host, Kiva Coles Benton. Welcome to the Jump Out of the Trunk podcast, your platform to relate, relax, and release.
Anyway, let's start this off. All right, so my name is Bobby. I'm taking over Kiva Coles Benton, Junk in the Trunk podcast.
Out the trunk.
Junk out the trunk. We'll leave that alone. Junk out the trunk podcast.
You don't hear get my stuff wrong, y'all. Help me, Jesus. And?
I would tell y'all why, but I can't. But anywho, we're going to be talking about mama's boys. Mama's boys. So, Kiva, what is your definition of a mother's child?
Not a mother's child.
A mama's boy.
I'm going to say a mother's child is a woman who gives birth to a man or a boy, baby boy, and grows him up.
You call him mama's man.
Mama's man.
I don't think you have a... But you don't have a problem with it until they... Supposed to be in adulthood, man.
That's a very valid point.
So we call them mama man. Mama's man. Boys, they, oh, that's my baby. Look at him. He doing this, he doing that.
But you still have some mama's men who get treated like that.
But we're
that's why they're called mama's boys, because they're not really men. They're
okay.
Behavior reflects a boy.
I see it both ways.
Okay.
So mama's boys. What is your definition of a mama's boy? What makes a mama's boy?
Well, like I said before, I think there's a spectrum. Like, I think there's the guys who just really, really love their moms, and they may be like, I don't want to say overly affectionate, but like they just, you can just tell that they love their moms based by how they interact with them. And I think there's the complete opposite side of the spectrum where you, how do I want to put it? Where you kind of take on some behaviors as if your mother is your girlfriend or your partner, whatever you want to call that. And I just think that there's a difference.
So it's either going from I love my mom too much, or I want the significant other, my person, to be have similar qualities as my mom.
Basically, I mean, not love your mom too much, but basically, like... Yes. Like, oh, mom, like, you kind of, I don't want to say up under, but you know, like, some guys who just, they're like their mom's favorite kind of thing, you know, like, mm-hmm. Oh, anytime you come home, I know mom's going to cook me a good meal. And then you have, like, the, I can't do anything until I consult my mom, or the issues that come up where mothers are too heavily involved in people's dating relationships. That's the opposite side of the spectrum. Like, where I'm in a relationship with you and your mom kind of thing. Mm-mm.
Have you had any dealings with anybody on the spectrum, on the mama's boy spectrum, personally, that you can...
Have I? Why is this? Is you scared in my personal life or my partner?
I'm just saying, like, we're talking about mama's boy, so I'm getting your perspective and... And from relationship-wise, how that, you know, just a little dive into it. You don't have to name names.
I don't think so. I don't think that I've dated a mama's boy. I do think, like, just in general about dating and what a lot of women go through, it's just like this, how do you put it? Basically, and I don't even think it's just like an age group thing. I think that's just like a general issue across women of all calibers. Like, you when you feel like you're having to teach a man things that his mom should have taught him about being in a relationship with a woman. There we go. The words are flowing now. Like, there's just things that I expect you to know you have to do, or that you would be aware of being in a relationship with a woman, that I don't feel like some men take a heed to.
Would that person in particular be a mama's boy?
No, I don't think that per se.
I think that person just sounds irresponsible.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But it's just, I only say mama's boy in a sense of they kind of expect you to be the mama and they the boy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean by that?
So they have shades of mama's boy that got coddled or
basically, like, if you, exactly.
I got it.
Or if you're used to being treated or catered to a certain way, and then you get into a relationship with a woman and you expect her to maintain these privileges, like, I'm not your mom.
Or cater the exact same way.
Yeah, cater the same way, or basically just things that your mother is doing, I may or may not do. I'm not your mother, you know, like, a parent is kind of responsible for taking care of you. You should already have some things established.
Not a spouse.
Exactly.
Well, not to that magnitude, at least.
Exactly.
What did we see on Instagram that came up and made us... I forgot what it was.
I lost it.
Oh, I remember. I remember exactly what it was. So, I guess the husband and the... Husband and the husband's mom. I think you and...
Oh, yeah.
Your line sister were talking about
it. Yeah.
I guess. I didn't see the video. But,
oh, you didn't. Okay.
I just heard what
it was on Twitter with the woman... The husband picked up his mother in the wife's car, and the mother was sitting in the front seat, and the wife basically came up to the car and was like, well, you're not going to make her move. Like, this is my car, and I'm also your wife. She needs to sit in the back seat. Like, you need to address that, basically. And the mom is just sitting there while the husband and wife are arguing, and you could clearly tell that this was an ongoing issue, but anyway. And she's like, absolutely not, I'm not getting out. It's almost like she was like the
ex.
The girl, yeah, like the ex-girlfriend, or the I'm the number one woman, you're number two kind of thing, as if that's his girlfriend, or that's as if she was his boy. You know what I'm trying to say. I can't get the words together because I'm trying to formulate and think. But yeah, it was very, like, weird, to be honest. Like, you're his mother, not his wife, and I just feel like you're acting like you have entitlement over him, as if y'all are in a relationship, basically. That's what it came off like, and I didn't like that. And I think that happens a lot in relationships and dating, where men have a hard time, a lot of men, not all men, but a lot of men have this, like, weird complex of, like, needing something from their mom, or needing this validation as a man from their mom still. And then they get into these relationships kind of expecting us to kind of fill that void or support it in ways that we just shouldn't have to. You know, everybody needs to be acknowledged and recognized and things, but there's a balance that comes with that. And you know, as a parent, you know, you feel the need to overcompensate and go the extra mile because that's your child. But, again, I'm not your mom. So I'm just not willing to overcompensate but so much for certain things that you just need to figure out to have the resources to meet your own needs.
What was what were they sending the comments? I remember y'all talking about, like, the comments basically is basically what started.
You know, it's comments. You're going to get a little bit of everything where you have people saying, you know, that she's right. The mom should have gotten a backseat.
What was the majority of the comments?
A lot of the guys were basically saying that they would have to give their wife the boot because at the end of the day, that's still his mother. So that right there was just the proof that mama's boys. You're going to tell me in my car at that, especially, that you're not going to tell your mother to get in the backseat? That's not her car. It's not even your car. Well, technically, they're married. Fine. That everything is ours. Okay? But that's my car. And you have your mother sitting in the front seat. If I want to get in the front seat of my car, I should be able to do that. And they were basically trying to make it seem like the wife was crazy or being disrespectful for that.
Didn't see the video. Disclaimer. I really feel like in order to properly, like, make a, I don't know, synopsis to that particular incident, the whole car situation, I need to know more. Like I told you before, it's like, all right, so where were they going? What were they doing?
Why does that matter?
But I also think there's a, regardless, if his mom, since it seemed like it was an ongoing issue, if his mom had an issue with his wife, you know, prior to that, because it seemed like they had some kind of history.
Perhaps.
It should have been checked then.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, before he got in the car, should have been letting me know, like, yo, mom, we're going to pick up my wife. Blah, blah, blah. She's getting in the backseat. This is where it kind of gets wonky. In that situation, when it happens, and I'm sure, I don't know if this is the first incident that's happened. I don't know if he fixed her up frequently or, like, if that's the first time that happened, I know y'all have history. Like, yeah, it's the first time, and it's like, yo, you not gonna get up. Like, give me the respect to handle that with my mother, like, after the fact. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, let me know, like, hey, you know, I didn't really appreciate riding in the back seat. You put in, end of the day, that's the, to a man, that's the person that brought me my life. To my wife, you're my wife. This is who I choose to be with. I didn't choose her. I chose you. You know what I'm saying? So you're gonna put me in a hard spot in the moment, just without knowing anything, any history, or just thinking it. Put me in that spot right then and there and basically effectively say, cause whatever I do, somebody's looking for type of way.
Right.
Let me do that. Let somebody save face. Like, I'm trying to son my mother. And in the day, she's my mother. Like, no, you get in the back seat or however you want to say. I didn't see the video, but did, like, she come in the car like she was pissed off about
it?
Like,
I think she
was. She in the front seat? You know what I mean?
But like, I think, but the frustration was more catered towards her husband.
I mean, I get
and it. And based on the conversation, it sounds like it's something that
previous
had been ongoing. Mm-hmm. I think she said something like, I'm tired of you switching up every time your mother comes around, or something along those lines that pretty much alluded to the fact that it seems like every time your mother comes around, I get pushed to the back burner. And that just should not be the case.
Yeah.
That your wife does not come second. That's just what it is.
That's a fact. But
that doesn't mean that your mother comes last by putting me first either. You know what I mean?
So, I just think in that situation, if there wasn't an ongoing thing, like that's the first time, if that was the first time that occurred, I think is level. If this is something that's reoccurring,
right,
then you need to step and put, like, yo, mom, I told you before.
Right.
Like, yo, when I come pick her up, whatever, because I don't know the situation, like, I want you to get in the back seat so you can ride in the front.
Right.
Now, if that's what was happening, I understand her reaction. Because she went off, they were arguing
right
in front of mom. But it was if it was, like, the first time it was happening, like, oh, you can't pick her up, and you just, you know, just get, don't put me, you're my wife also, don't put me in uncomfortable situations.
Right.
Like, regardless, I'm not, just because I don't want to disrespect my mother in front of you, just like I wouldn't want to disrespect you in front of her.
I mean, I don't think that's a disrespect thing, though. I think that's establishing boundaries.
Yeah, but let me establish those boundaries with them. Don't let me do them. Hey, mom, like, hey, this is what's going on, blah, 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 blah. I don't think, and I may be wrong or off touch. I guess I would have to be in that situation for it to happen, but I'm not inclined. Like, I would have to like notice that it's really bothering you. You know what I mean? Like, is that something that, for me, that's something that I'm really not even thinking about. Like, at the end of the day, it's my mom. At the end of the day, you're my wife. Like, not trying to think of their situation, not saying that we had ongoing issues, but like, if nothing's wrong, if like you're around my mom or you around somebody's mom, y'all interacting, it's all fine. There's one day you get in the car and you feel like you want to ride in front of your car, and I understand that. Like, you want to be next to me, I want you next to me.
Right.
But if that's the case, if that's how it was, let me tell her that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Not in front of everybody.
I think that's fair.
Let me be like, hey, mom, you know, I was she riding the car like, it's her car. I wouldn't even be like, yeah, she wouldn't sit in the front. I'd be like, hey, mom, I want my wife to sit next to me in the car. That's how I would portray it. I wouldn't try to make it an issue like, oh, mom, my wife said she wouldn't ride in front of her car, because then you causing friction.
I think it caused the problem only because it was an ongoing thing.
Yeah, but to that video, I'm just saying, in general.
That's what I think. I could be wrong, but...
Well, that man's a mama's boy. If it's something... And then you said the mom was like sitting there laughing. So she was. Being blatantly disrespectful.
Yeah, she asked. Yeah. She was like, so you're not going to move to the back seat? Absolutely not. So it's also a issue with men not established. That's where the boundaries thing came into play. He didn't establish those boundaries with his mother.
So he had that chance. He just never did it.
Yeah. So it's just like you letting her kind of put her two cents in, quote unquote, boss you around like she's your woman. And I don't think it's perceived that way because it's like, oh, well, yeah, she's my mom. She's my mom. And that's fine when you're single. But when you have a family, when you have a woman in your life who's, you know, that's my significant other, I don't have time to be trying to compete with your mother. Like, we have a household, we have a family, we have our own things going on, and she has her own stuff, you know, like, she has her own life, or she should have her own life. She can't be coming over here trying to run my castle. That's just what it is. Like, this is my house, you're my man, this is our family. And she needs to figure out something to do with hers. Like, that's just how I feel. Like, you're entitled to have an opinion. You know, you feel how you feel, but you don't need to come over here with it, basically. I'm not with none of that. Especially because it was her car. Like, that is my car. I'm not asking you anything when it's my car. That's just how I mean, in that moment, let me say, I wouldn't just be disrespectful, but I'm absolutely going to be heated. Like, that's my car. It's not like it's her car.
Not like it's your car.
Right. It's not even his car. Mm. So I'm like, that really, really kind of tipped the iceberg for me. Like, she really got real. It was disrespect. That's just what it was. It was disrespect on the mother's behalf. And I feel like men can be bold enough to try to feel like they putting a woman in their place, but you're scared to address your mom for the sake of saving someone that you're married to. I think that's a little crazy. I do. I just think it's unrealistic.
It should have been addressed. Well, that situation, you should have been addressed.
It should have.
That issue.
It should have.
Yeah, I couldn't see myself not saying nothing.
Right. So who do you, quote unquote, feel comes first?
What, in a marriage?
Your wife or your mother?
My wife. Yeah. Wife, kids, mom, and everybody else.
I think, you know, that's always a thing. My mother always comes first.
Kids, wife, mom.
You know what I mean?
Wife, kids. It's kids and wife, 1A, 1B. Mom is B, maybe C. Hmm. I might put myself after that. You know, you got a kid's wife, 1A, 1B, myself, then my mother. Hmm. And whoever on down the line, family, etc. Hmm. But you have to take, the way I see it is like a lot of women say, you know, well, go sleep with your mama then.
You know, I mean, that's exactly how I feel.
I mean, but I'm not.
For some of the expectations.
I'm not doing that. I'm not a mama's way by any means, but don't get me wrong. If my mom needs something or needs me and it's not a whole detriment to my household or taking too much time, I'm going to be there. Like, my mom calls my phone, as long as it's not 12 o'clock at night or something, like some weird ass time, which she don't, or if she calls me twice at that time, definitely answer. But I don't see that. Like, we're together. How often I talk to my mom and I'm around you?
Yeah, that's true. I just think, I don't know, like, I mean, you're one of the rare instances where you're not a mama's boy.
But I've been called a mama's boy.
I don't want to say rare,
Because I personally have never dealt with someone who's just like, oh my gosh, like, do you have to just consult your mom? Like,
I don't understand that.
What was the reasoning behind you being called a mama's boy? That's right, I forgot you told me that.
I don't know. I think it was like, I really didn't understand it. You know, somebody ever told you something or called you something?
But was there not any explanation? You
just blatantly don't understand.
Was there an explanation?
Because I talked to my, okay, let's say we had my first son. We had my son. He's a baby. It was my first child.
Right.
I wasn't near my mom. I was in Richmond. My mom was in Virginia.
Right.
So, like, I'd say like two to three times a week, she would call. Just like, hey, how's everything going? If I had duo, she tried to duo chat. But it's not like I'm doing anything at the moment. And I guess she just... I remember one time my mom did call late. It was like later. I think she worked late. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, oh, I just wanted to see if y'all were up, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, nah, everybody's laying down. She's like, okay, cool. You know, I ain't want to wait nobody, but I'll talk to you later.
Right.
I hung up the phone. I guess she was in her feelings. I don't know if she was asleep or woke her up. I think I had my phone on ring. Regardless, whatever it was, who was that? That's your mama. You such a mama's boy. I'm like, yo, but you talk to your mother every day. I don't understand. Like, you have, I'm on the phone with my mom for hours at a time. These are conversations that happen probably like 15 minutes.
But I mean, that's why I said it's a spectrum. She could have, I don't know how she meant it, but she could have meant like, you a mama's boy, as in, like, yo, like, that's my mom. Like, I love my, you know, like, I love my mom. I don't know.
But you
don't or hear, it could, I don't know, you, or it could have been the.
You don't hear dudes, well, I guess they do, but it's like one of those double standards. You know how they always say male and female have double standards?
Yep.
So if a dude is like real, like, so my mom raised me. I was a single, right. I'm a single mom. I know my father, but I didn't meet him until I was 17.
Right.
So in her eyes, she's like, yo, you'll let your father call you, but you won't answer the phone. I got my dad will call me. I'll look at it. Mm. I'll call him back.
Right. Versus
if my mother calls me, it's not, if I'm not in the middle of doing something, like really, proving it, I'm gonna answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm gonna, all right, I'm gonna call her right back. Like, I'm gonna make it a point to call my mother back.
Yeah, that's not the same.
So I don't know. I'm just trying to put it in her perspective. So she was like, you don't do that to your dad. Like, your mom, you don't even know. Like, can you put it in perspective of, I didn't meet this man until I turned 17? Like,
right.
Me and him, I build a relationship. That's not set in stone.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's not the same. I was saying mama's boys in the concept of how they say, like, daddy's girls.
That's when that was the double standard I was getting to. It was like, yeah, a double standard.
That's what I mean.
It's okay to be a daddy's
girl. Yeah.
It's okay to be a daddy's girl. Like, oh no, she's a daddy's girl, blah, blah, blah. But it's wrong if I care about my mother. Now, I guess when mama's boys really come in perspective, when you put your mom before your significant other, before your wife, because I think you put your mom before your girlfriend, depends on your relationship, whatever.
I agree.
It is what it is.
I agree.
But before your wife. So I think that's when that comes into play. But I think it's used, you know, a lot more freely, like as a negative thing. Like, just like how, oh, he's a daddy's girl. She loved her daddy. La, 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 la. But then as a mama's boy, he's mama's boy. He loved his mom. But I think those type of people, not the high end, are the people that's going to treat you the best relationship. Because you can tell a lot about a person how they treat their mother.
That's facts.
If somebody don't treat their mother like shit, they damn sure ain't treat you like shit.
That's facts.
So, like, it's like a...
Yeah, I get it.
Teeter totter. Excuse me for cursing.
Yeah.
Like a teeter and totter.
Yeah,
like.
No, I do agree with that. That's very true that there's a double standard that exists there, like many other things, but... I don't know. I guess because it's used so freely, the definition gets screwed up. But you could be a mommy's boy or a mama's boy and you can be a mama's boy in a positive context. I feel like you can be like, I'm all in. I love my mama. That's cute. I might be like, bleh, fake.
If anybody that knows me know I'm the furthest from a mama's boy.
Yeah, I don't think you're a mama's
boy. Like, if y'all really knew me and my mother's relationship, it's not...
I don't think it is.
It's not that.
Yeah, but all. I just think more of the story that the problem comes into play when there's no established boundaries with your mom say so, or the amount of access she has to you in your relationship. I just think that's the biggest thing. And I think that a lot of men give their moms too much access. You know, like, that there has to be an understanding that, you know, this is my wife, this is whatever, and then there's just certain things you cannot do.
Yeah, I do see that. I do believe a lot of, because I know some people's moms who I think are a little bit, you know, overbearing.
Yeah, it's a little bit much.
But that's, you gotta basically tell your mom. I don't know. That's why I say you only supposed to really get serious with somebody you plan on marrying, because you can't keep going around telling your mom, hey, look, mom, nah, you can't do this, you can't do that.
And then, I think that's a part of the problem, too. You meeting all these girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, shit, am I gonna tell her, am I gonna use my Trump card right now, or I'm gonna put it in my pocket later? Like, right. Should we that's use funny. A good surprise on you?
That's funny.
Fucked it
but
up.
That's so real. But yeah, that's a...
You talk about black moms, too? Shit.
Yeah. Now, all right, y'all said, you said that the last time. Yeah, you said that about the last one, and I ain't like her either. And you be like, damn. I'm like, that's how it is.
How do you think you going to be as a mom?
How do I think I'm going to be?
Yeah, you think you have a mama's boy?
Do I think I have a mama's boy? I'm striving for the positive connotation of a mama's boy. Like, you can love me, you can all this type of stuff, but okay, like, all this extra attention and affection you need to find a woman to give that to you. I'm on the same energy as a mom to a son as a girl would be. If she's like, all right, I gave you all this, you need something extra, you need to, that's a mama's job. I didn't sign up for that. Nope. Mm-mm.
Revisit this when you have kids.
Revisit this when I have kids and see what happens. No, like only because I don't want my son to turn
get
out
that little nasty ass girl away from you.
I mean, and that doesn't mean that
you're gonna be the in the stands mom with the t-shirt.
Yeah, but that doesn't
sign.
Mean that he's gonna be calling me or consulting with me every time he decides to make a decision. Like, as a grown man, no, you can figure it out. Like, I'm not telling you everything. You're going to have to figure some things out on your own. That's just what it is. I'm not saying that it'll be easy, but those are just hard decisions you have to make as a parent if you want your child to know how to manage out in this world. So I'm going to do my best to find a balance between being supportive, but making it known that, boy, don't nobody want a mama's boy like that. Like, you can love me, that's all fine and dandy, but you need to be able to stand on your own too and making decisions and doing what you gotta do. And that's just what it is.
Yeah, I ain't raising no mama boy neither.
And I'm not, I don't need to, like, I don't want to say reconfirm, but, like, just make a decision and just be able to stand on the decision that you make. Like, hold on, let me go and ask my mom. Let me see what my mom thinks. And there's nothing wrong with that.
But to interject, that sounds so foreign to me. Like,
men do it, though.
I don't know anybody.
Or it may not be that formal.
I do not know anybody who, any of my friends, that if they're making a decision with them and their girlfriend, them and their, well, they don't have any wives. Well, no. Them and their fiance, and calling their mother, and just be like, let me see what my mom think. Like, who in the middle of a decision?
It may not be that formal, though.
It doesn't matter. Like, I don't, even in, all right, so y'all trying to pick out furniture or something, or you want to pick out a tie or something, you in the house, or, yeah, let me call my, hey, mom, I'm about to get this, put this tie. You think I should put the red one or the blue one with these black slacks? Like, I don't know anybody like that.
I don't feel like it ever really comes off that way. Remember I told you that when I think of a mama's boy, I think of cookout
when he started to blow up and the mom came in his $500,000 mansion and put all her little country little decorations up and stuff, and you in this room decorating this room, and you put, man, 40 years old and he got this little race car bed. That's what I think. I mean, it's probably a dramatic version of it, but that's like a...
He's mama boy with money.
That's a...
He ain't deserve mad good.
Oh, God. Shut up. You know what?
That's a little joke.
That was the example of... It's okay, because Michael
B. Jordan,
and then the B stand for... Bust it open. Take that for a little jokey joke.
Was meant to hurt.
No, that was meant to hurt.
It's going to turn into a whole different podcast.
But... No, it's not. Shut up. But that's what I think of. Like, it's probably a dramatic version of it, but it's like you come in to my home and just come in here and just decorate my... You get to say so about how my house look. I mean, that was more in the physical of decorating, but it applies. You come in my house, you tell me how my house going to look. You don't like... And granted, she was right about the girl, because Megan was still a gold digger. Don't get me wrong. But... That's a man. Let him make his own decisions about the type of woman that he chose to deal with.
That nigga ain't make a decision the whole movie. Huh? He ain't make a decision the whole movie.
He didn't until it was time for everybody to get out. He talking about get your doggy bag and get out.
The Eve came around.
Until Becky came. That's with them fixed Becky. Teeth. With them fixed teeth. Becky was looking snatched. But yeah, like, you came in my house that I, you know what I mean? Thank you, Mom, for everything you did for me, but I didn't got to the NBA. I became a successful. I decided to buy a home. I've gotten engaged or married. I don't even think they were married yet, but still. And you just come in here and run my whole joint. Mm-mm-mm. No. This is my house. And then what made it even more annoying is, like, she got all sensitive after when Megan changed everything. Oh, well, congratulations to all your new bling or whatever she said. That's a grown man. And he don't want his mama decorations around his house. Grow up. Get over it. That's just how I did that. Yeah.
He was a mama's boy, though.
He was a mama's boy.
He wanted them decorations.
He did, but... excessive. I'm not sleeping in no room with no race car bed. They were both in there. In that race car bed. That's, again, probably a little dramatic, but yeah, the point being.
That's McGee. I'm sorry.
I can't do nothing with you without you having no hair. Oh, my God. That's a no for me, dog, though. It's a no for me. So, moral of the story... Mama should be in the back seat. Got it. I knew that already, but...
Period, poo.
Mama should be in the back seat. Unless there are circumstances that permit. Like, if she has a disability or... You know, I mean, even then, if she do, she need to be in the back. I mean, honestly, in certain situations, but... Like, I don't have a problem. It's more of a respect thing than it is about... front seat, back seat, too. I think some people are so caught on the specific of the situation that they're not seeing the underlying issue of respect here.
And that's what I was saying.
And prioritizing.
That's what I was saying.
Relationships.
If it was the first situation, like, yo, give me the respect so I can do it. So it's
right.
So feelings aren't hurt. So you don't even get to that point.
Right.
You know what
I mean? Agree.
So the mom doesn't feel like she's being disrespected as the mom. And then the wife doesn't feel like she's being disrespected as your wife.
Right. But what also frustrates me with the mother is I just feel like as a woman and as an older woman, there should be a certain couth that you should have to understand that
absolutely.
Your son is now a man. And because he is a man and who's also married, he has a certain responsibility to... tend to that family. And that's another thing where I feel like when we've talked about, like, in previous episodes about women are trained to be wives, but men are not trained to be husbands. I'm not saying I'm just like, all right, you gotta know how to do this, but okay, as a young man, these are just certain things that you should just do as a young man. And I just feel like I've done my son a disservice if I don't instill these things in him so that not only he can be the best man for himself, which is the most important, but to be able to get and keep a good woman. Like, I just feel like that's important. Like, I can't do nothing for you when I'm gone. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna be here. You gotta have a life of your own.
Yeah.
And I'm not about to sit here and raise you for the rest of my life, because guess what? After you're grown, I'm finna go back to living my own.
That's a fact.
So I don't have time. You need to go figure it out. Go have family, whatever you deem fit. But if you're gonna make the decision that you're gonna have a family and get married and all that beautiful romantic stuff, then you need to be able to know how to maintain that and how you should carry yourself. And I feel like some women just don't do that when it comes to their sons.
She, be careful who you get in a relationship with.
That's true.
Be careful who you marry.
Yeah.
I think you know, well, you should know whether or not you marrying a mama's boy or not.
That's true.
So, don't act surprised when mama's boy showed you he a mama's boy.
Yeah, that's real too.
Second, what'd you say? Excuse me. I think people who are brought up or raised with a strong male figure in their life and mm-hmm. they actually did stuff. It's like you say, you think women are conditioned to get a man. I think those men, especially if that person also is married or has like responsibility, they'll condition the men or their sons or boys, or for my instance, my granddad, to, I wouldn't say how to keep a woman, it's how to provide. It was always a money thing for me. It was always a, you know, you do this. Yeah, he said some little slick stuff, some little jokey stuff about you. Mm-hmm. You know, you do X, Y, Z to, you know, a woman and blah, right. blah, 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 blah. But it, it was really nothing and everyone like a, I don't know, I guess in depth as you gotta cook, you gotta clean, you gotta do that.
Those are the things that probably back in the day that they taught a woman does.
Stereotypically, it was just like, you gotta provide, make sure ain't no girl, you ain't girl mess with nigga, ain't got no money.
Yeah, and that's very true, but that's a little shaky because women, we're out here getting our own. So it's just a lot more.
I mean, but
frequently,
I still think
it's definitely important. Regardless
who's making more or who's been a provider, so you should still mm-hmm. have your own. That's why
the relationship
I said is my wife, kids, one A, one B, me, then my mom. Mm-hmm. End of the day, I have to be able to provide for myself.
Right.
You got to be secure with yourself. If you ain't secure with yourself, how the heck you gonna? Anything for anybody else?
I mean, that's real.
So, hey, what? I didn't watch that video, but y'all, you and your line sister reaction to that was funny.
Yeah, it was unacceptable, and it was just disappointing to see, like, oh, you know how guys be, or all these guys kind of basically saying that they would literally give their wife the boot. Oh, you tripping. My mom. Well, if that's the case, then that's who you rely on for all these things and these expectations.
Let your mom have sex.
Let your mom provide everything that you need. Nope. It's a no for me, dog.
It's a no for me, too. I don't like nobody in my business, no way. So my mom
ain't. That's real, me neither.
My mom ain't definitely gonna be to the point where, what you got going, what I got going. I can see how that's some annoying.
Very annoying.
Because it's the same thing for girls that are so called daddy's girls. And it's not even the fact
that they.
Not even the fact that they dad would be over and do something. It's just like the threat. Well, at the end of the day, I'm gonna get my daddy to do it. You know what? I'm gonna call my dad come on here fist. I'm gonna do my. Yeah, fuck that nigga.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's real. I've never come across that, though, to be honest.
Well, you wouldn't.
Well, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't, but yeah. Obviously.
Did you want to tell me something?
But very funny. I've never even heard guys say that before. Like,
guys don't vocalize a lot.
That's part of the problem, too.
I'm like, just outwardly, like, it's not.
But that's a problem, too, because you're.
I never said it wasn't. I used to not do it. You would never get me to do this. 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, guess what? You didn't have a choice.
I guess not.
It was too good not to at least record it.
I'm just saying in general. Like, oh. And the guy's not. He's taught not to. And then it's funny because single moms, I feel like, especially for either you had your dad or you didn't. You had a male figure or you didn't. So that male figure, you don't cry, you fall, you don't get up, you get hurt. And I think for me, I got it a lot worse because one, my granddad is who my granddad is. And then my mom, my dad not around, she had to be mom and dad. So yeah, it's so like.
She tried to be a lot tougher.
Yeah, it's like she's a lot tougher. Like, it's, nah, get your ass up. You ain't crying. You can't come back in the time, so you go whoop his ass. But this doesn't throw you got a problem with it, handle it. It's just. Shit, football games are the worst. Be a single mom, be at a football game, you feel like. Because you know how moms, you know how women think. Like, you see my son playing football. His dad ain't never here. Now mm-hmm. I gotta do both. She yeah. understands. Like, she a coach. So,
That's something to think about. I mean, you're thinking of this whole context of mama's boy stuff about the relationships and black women who have to kind of step in and feel like they need to substitute for both roles. I think that's a much different route of a conversation, but it can definitely apply.
Yeah, I think in those instances where that happened, maybe whoever side is coming from, be the son not respecting the wife, or the mom overstepping her boundaries a little bit, like, yo, that's what she's known until whoever the wife was came in the picture. So it's new. I think some people, where it happens, and trying to put yourself in the mom's shoes, it's like, yo, she's been all that child has had from day one. Daddy went around,
right,
providing for him until this other woman came in his focus. And it's just like, you think they would know it consciously. And I don't even think a lot of people, I think some people do, like probably the mom in the video, but even like regular moms, they don't know it's a problem until you tell them. Like, somebody doesn't know something is wrong until you tell them.
Yeah, that's
true. So it's like, if the mom is doing the same thing she was doing when before man get a relationship with woman, mm-hmm. and man don't tell mom, then it's like, yo, that's one wife mad at mom, but mom ain't know it's an issue.
It's just an ongoing
cycle. Mom should know,
but yeah, it's just an ongoing cycle of people who have not been, you know, you just don't know what you don't know when you haven't been taught or groomed, or however you want to put it, to do that. Because it's like, well, what did you think was gonna happen when
he got married,
you know what I mean? You just thought that you were going to have the access. You thought that you were going to be able to do what you wanted to do. You thought that it was just going to still be about you, and that you were not going to have to ever be told no, because I have a family and I have a wife and kids that I have to make sure okay. And that means that something, unless it's of real importance, like a serious emergency, I might have to tell you no. Like, you know, I can't understand that.
That happens a lot when the mom is dependent on the son.
Right.
Like, when the mom has nothing else going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yo.
It's emotional codependence more than it is anything. Because it's like, I don't have anything going on. I don't have a man. So you expect your son. Or, I mean, that's any relationship where you lack in one area. And you're not finding the appropriate channels to fill that void. And then you just expect somebody to kind of overcompensate or supplement for that void. Like, that's not my responsibility. I'm your son. I'm not your man. You know, but that could be in mom and daughter. That could go any way. That could go when you are in a relationship and somebody in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, you expect them to kind of overcompensate for certain things. So I think it's an issue that we all have, you know, as humans and being flawed.
But
it's just something that you have to be aware of.
I'm thinking about a situation. I'm going to cut you off. I'm thinking about somebody I know. I'm not going to say a relation to him. But basically, he's the head hoe of his household. but he still stays at home. But the reason he stays at home, not because he can't do for himself.
Right.
Not because he couldn't go get an apartment, because he could. But he has a little brother, a mother. Like, they're kind of like, he's head of the household, basically. He helps out. If he wasn't there, I don't know
if they would be able to make it.
You know, if they would be able to make it. And vice versa. To an extent, when he was younger, I don't know if he would have made it by himself. Because, you know, everybody has their own things that they're going through,
right,
per se. So that was also like a crutch. But now it's to that point where he has a relationship. So let's say what's going to happen when their relationship is getting to a point where it's like, okay, I just wonder how his mother is going to act during that relationship. Like, it's cool, you know, now, but let's say when you're really not able. And I'm thinking about it now. Without trying to get all into their circumstances, like, I'm thinking of situations where, all right, for instance, mom don't have a car right now. I haven't had a car for a long time. He has a car.
Right.
So let's just say, like, he, his girlfriend, they get an apartment together. Like, the, what's the mom would call and ask to use the car? Because the mom will call and ask to use other people's cars and take it and go. When he's not there,
right,
she's his car. I'm just, this one situation that could be considered, but I wouldn't consider that person a mama's boy. Like, for me, knowing them, I'm just like, yeah, you're doing what you got to do.
Yeah, I get it.
But somebody on the other end of that spectrum, I mean, the wife, the girlfriend, might be like, oh, you a mama's boy. But in the end,
yeah,
I think that situation, for certain, I'm sure that's not the only time situations like that happen. But for that particular situation, like, whenever they do get their mother in that place where they feel comfortable, hopefully it happens sooner rather than later, all the energy is being transferred to you.
Right.
So you saw what, again, what I said earlier, like, you see how he treats his mom, so just imagine what he'd do for you, because he loves you a different type of way than he loves his mother, plus how he feels for his mother. Like, it's a different type of love. Like, I love my mom. I love you. But I love you differently than I love my mom.
Right.
And it's different type of, I don't know.
I mean, I get it, but I just feel like if you're in a predicament where you feel like this, your circumstances is going to be like one or the other, I don't feel like you should be dating, to be completely honest. Because I just feel like neither one should have to feel like I'm suffering. But at the same time, it's like, okay, I've been here. I've been taking care of y'all, helping out or whatever. At what point do I make a decision to choose myself in the things that I want to do? You know, there's a mom, there's a little brother, you know, which I'm assuming he's not old enough to be on his own, so...
He's almost there.
Well, almost.
In college.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you're dealing with basically adults here.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it is. And, you know, not to say you completely cut them off or you don't help them, but... I just feel like if you're in a relationship or things are getting serious with this person you're with, you got to consider some scaling back and some readjustments to how that's going to look, because now you're adding someone into the equation that's going to need you too. And that's just what it is. You know, you're in a relationship. There's things that I want. There's things that I need. And I don't want to have to be left to feel bad about wanting and needing things just because you still have to take care of your mom. Like, things happen, yes. Like, that's different. Mm-hmm. But to just be like, okay, well, I mean, this is what it is. I'm just kind of taking care of my mama, whatever. Cool if that's what you want to do, but I'm not quite sure if I could just be running with that. Like, I just don't know. I'm not feeling it. Because what would mama do if you wasn't here to be doing it? She would have to figure it out anyway. And that probably sounds bad, but
nah, it doesn't.
I don't know. That's just kind of how I think also, about it.
Also, at the end of the day, and I do understand this, she's the mother.
Yeah.
You're the child.
Yeah. But
so, like you said, I mean, you don't.
I'm an adult, though.
No, no, no. I'm saying, like, she's the mother, you're the child. It should never be to have to take care of you.
Right.
Especially not at that. Now, if your mom older, you know, she needs you.
Right.
Like, I really need you. I can't function without you. That's right. A little bit different. But these people we're talking about, their moms aren't that age yet.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm saying no for mama's voice. I don't condone it.
I don't support it.
I don't condone it. I'm not commenting on videos saying you should put I dropped my wife now because
I wouldn't. I seen it with my own two eyes. I said this is the core of the problem right here.
And people, I think the core of the problem is people are so quick to judge stuff and not knowing the full story.
That's true too. I mean, it's like social media. There's always going to be conclusions to be drawn from what happened, but
out of game. You don't even know, like. The whole time you're telling me about this video, I don't know the dude's reaction, but I'm thinking about my reaction to, like, if something like that were going on around me.
He was like, that's my mama, though. That's my mama, though.
I understand what you're saying. Because, like, you, like, it's still, like, from a man that's about to sing. Like, that's my mom.
It's conflicting.
Like,
I'm not saying it's not.
I get it, but me, I just was sitting there in the car like, yo, who do I say what to? Like, fuck it, I'm about to drive off, leave both of them on the side of the road. Like, I don't know what to do.
But again, that's still his fault because he didn't address it.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
He didn't address it prior to this. He let her do what she wanted to do. The mom. And now he out here embarrassing his wife. Now you got your wife out here looking crazy.
In front of three different people, because who was recorded? Was the wife recorded? Right.
Apparently, I don't know. I heard something saying it was a skit. I don't know how true that is. I really don't know, but regardless of whether it was real or not, the situation sparked up a lot of conversation, as you can imagine, about, you know, the roles of a mother and a wife and who should come first and, you know, people are coming up with all these, like, crazy scenarios. What did I see earlier? Oh, like, your mom is on her deathbed, but your wife is giving birth to your child. Who are you going to? I'm like, who creates these freaking absurd scenarios?
Should we attempt to answer that?
I don't care to try to answer that.
Oh, okay.
Unless you have an answer.
I mean, I have a politically correct answer. But what I think is, I mean, what I think would really be, my mom is on her deathbed. My wife is giving birth. This is going to sound like mom's bullshit, but I'm just thinking about it, like, unless there's, like, ultimate complications, I'm going to go say goodbye to my mom, then I'm going to the delivery room. Well, I guess both times you can never. It's coming from somebody with two kids. I guess both situations, you could be like, you'll never be able to see it again. So, like, I'll never get another chance to say what I got to say to my mom. Like, I know she's dying. Like, mom, I love you, blah, blah, blah. And on the flip side of it, you'll never get to see your child be. Well, I can't say you can't say never because you have another kid. But let's say maybe you couldn't. Let's say y'all was doing in vitro.
You have another kid, but you still didn't see that particular child be born. And what your dad, worst case scenario, your wife could die during childbirth.
That's why I said, unless there's complications, you know there could be complications.
No, you don't. More. You don't always know that. That's not very true. That's why I said that was not a realistic. That was not a realistic comparison, in my opinion. But
in my head, I'm going to say.
Somebody said that they're gonna have them together in the same hospital.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In the same hospital, I'm going to go say...
How on earth are you going
to
do that?
Go say goodbye to my mom. We dropping her off at the hospital when her water break. The same hospital.
You're crazy.
See, if you want to be real about it, nigga, you got time to do both. Because once you get there, depending on how fast you got it there, you could be sitting in the labor room for about 3-4 hours anyway.
Wow.
That's not always the case.
We know what?
So you got an hour to go over there and say bye to your mom and come back.
I'm ending this right now.
He's still there.
I'm not doing this with you. I'm ending this right now after that. Plus, I want some snacks. I'm kind of hungry.
I'm just saying, we're going to be honest.
That was like, I really?
You have some time.
Oh, my God. You don't know that. You didn't have to answer that in real, real life. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. This is why men, y'all are stressful.
That stressed you out.
That did.
I'm sorry.
It did very much so stressed me out.
I'm sorry.